Dog decided to swing around to Jennifer's apartment on his way back to Taj. He hadn't seen much of her since getting back from Hawaii and felt guilty about it. He jogged down the short set of steps to the hallway leading to the apartments, which spread out right and left. As he started down the hallway, he saw two members of his Whiplash team standing guard in front of Jennifer's door, Sergeant Liu and Sergeant Bison.
"What's the story here?" the colonel asked.
"We're under orders not to let anyone in or out," said Liu.
"Whose orders?" asked Dog.
"Colonel Cortend," said Liu.
"Since when do you take orders from Cortend?" Dog asked him.
"Sir, Captain Freya told us to stand guard here. The colonel, Colonel Cortend, is sending over a detail to inspect the quarters, and it's to be secured until then."
"What?" said Dog. "What the hell is going on here, Sergeant?"
"Sir, Captain Freya didn't explain."
"Is Miss Gleason inside?" Dog asked.
"No, sir."
Dog controlled his anger, though just barely.
"Do you know where she is?"
"No, sir."
"Carry on, Sergeant," he said, turning on his heel.
He walked back to the entrance of the building, resisting the temptation, again just barely, to grab a radio from one of the security detail and radio Freya. He walked outside and started toward Taj when he saw two black SUVs approaching with their blue lights flashing. Danny was in the lead truck, sitting behind Cortend.
"Captain Freya," said Dog as the door to the truck opened. "A word?"
Dog took two steps away from the walk and turned.
"Why are Jennifer's quarters under guard?" asked Dog.
The investigation turned up some questions," Danny said. "Apparently there were some conferences arranged by the Department of Energy that Jennifer neglected to fill out the proper forms on."
"What?"
"I looked through the records myself."